USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid for the next 3 days, which means, in essence, no public events until the next debate set for Thursday. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up, but he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
NASA will be holding a briefing on a mission to collect a sample of an asteroid starting at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix.
Twitter removed a tweet from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Scott Atlas that recommended wearing masks when close to others, especially those who are at high risk, but otherwise to practice social distancing and no widespread mandates. Dr. Atlas, citing several jurisdictions like France, Miami, Israel, and Spain, where cases have exploded with mandates. And Twitter is refusing to unlock the New York Post account unless the newspaper deletes posts related to Hunter Biden. Twitter saying in a statement, "We've updated the policy. We don't change enforcement retroactively." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.